Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
Our fashionista Andy Page is going to save us money in a big time way, and it all deals with your feet this week. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Yes, today we're talking bows. Bows on your toes.
All right.
Bows and toes.
Well, you know, I love a tip where you can get a designer look for less than $5.
Right.
I mean, that's like my super favorite. So, designers from Kate Spade to Tory Burch, Salvador Ferragamo, all of the big shoe designers this year have introduced T-front sandals that basically have hand-tied bows on them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you shop online or if you go on Pinterest, you are sure to see these. And some of them cost as much as $179.
Whoa!
That's not very much material for that much money.
No, believe me, I understand. I don't mind paying, you know, a decent price for a pair of boots, but when it comes to paying that much for a pair of sandals, it's always like, you've got to be kidding me. But we can get this designer look with a hand-tied bow just by buying some grosgrain ribbon. And I encourage you to use the grosgrain ribbon because the texture of the ribbon actually holds the tie, whereas if you use a satin or a silk ribbon, it has a tendency to come untied as you walk. But it's really very simple. I think you need maybe, I would say, like a yard and a half to start, and you just cut that in two. And because I want you to have enough ribbon to tie a really pretty bow on the top of your T-front sandals,
mm-hmm.
and then create really nice ends. So, you know, you'll either want to do a V-end or, you know, but just a really clean end. And if you give yourself enough ribbon, then you can create two perfect ones. So I say start with like a yard and a half. But the most you're going to spend on this ribbon is $5.
Okay.
So you can take an old pair of T-front sandals that you have or even flip-flops and just add a beautiful, perfect hand-tied bow right at the top.
And how pretty would this be for the bridesmaids and stuff this summer?
Totally. I can totally see brides and bridesmaids slipping out of their heels after the ceremony and putting on a pair of, you know, really cute sandals with a bow that matches their dress,
yep.
and dancing the night away. But the truth is, this can be applied to almost anything. You know, the styles this summer are very, you know, kind of boho chic and feminine, and the bow just lends itself to being so precious and dressing things up to be a little more feminine. And you can, of course, choose any bow that you want to coordinate, or you can just do a basic nude or a basic black. You could do a leopard. There's so many ways to go about this. I've pinned lots of them on Pinterest so that you can see exactly what I'm talking about. If you can't kind of picture what a hand-tied, you know, perfect bow on top of your foot looks like.
The thing that I fear a little bit with this is that my feet are so ticklish, I can see the bow just totally tickling my feet every time I walk.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Well, that's a whole new problem. I had not actually thought about that one. Maybe you need baby bows so
okay.
that the ends don't tickle your toes.
I'll do that.
But like I said, if you'll head over to Pinterest, you'll get lots of ideas on how to make this look really work for you. And, you know, there are nautical themes, there are floral themes, lots of ways to dress up your basic flip-flops or your old shoes. So you don't even have to go buy new sandals. You can just add bows and have a completely fresh, modern look.
Perfect.
So for more tips like this, you know, I want you to pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring. Head over to my website, senseofstyle.com, and be sure to follow me on Pinterest.
Tommy and Brooke in the morning. 105.7. Star 105.7.